in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Ntata Mkhwanazi hit back at former Defence Minister Nosiviwe Maphisa Nqakula. Last week, she told the commission about her meeting with him, alluding to his ego. Continuing with his testimony, Mkhwanazi says he believes Maphisa Nqakula painted him as disrespectful because of issues he raised during their meetings.
A paragraph that says the acting KZN police commissioner regularly attended the daily meetings as from the 17th July. The minister, the commissioner, said it under oath, Jerome Makoba, that she only started acting on the 19th. The 17th of July was still here, and there was no meeting with the minister, and the minister was never seen anywhere during the period. So it is a lie under oath, this one. The first part of the paragraph where, according to her experience, I can put here as an evidence, commissioner, that the President of the Republic landed at Durban International Airport and went into a holding room at the Presidential Arrival Lounge. I arranged for the boardroom for the President to go into.
The commission also probed Mkhwanazi on the situation in Phoenix during the unrest. The area emerged as a hotspot where over 30 people were killed in what is believed to be racially motivated attacks. Previous witnesses have told the hearing they were stopped at barricades in the area and assaulted by locals who accused them of being looters. The commission questioned Mkhwanazi on his response to this.
Upon realizing what was going on in Phoenix, we felt that the station is under pressure and we needed to deploy more resources that are going to help to stabilize the situation speedily in Phoenix specifically. We then had extra deployment, as I reflected yesterday, of additional police officers that were sent through to go and police Phoenix.
But Mkhwanazi says the deaths of over 350 people in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng could have been prevented had people not looted shops and warehouses. Police Minister Peggy Cele is expected to testify before the hearing later this week. I'm Fanele Mhlongo in Durban.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.